Process number 22, moving up the emotional scale. When to use this process? When you feel bad and are having a difficult time feeling better? When something has happened to you or someone close to you that has knocked you back on your heels, that is, someone died, your lover left you, your dog got run over, and so on? When it has been necessary for you to deal with a crisis? When you've been diagnosed with a frightening illness? Or when someone you love has been diagnosed with a frightening illness? Or when your child or someone very close to you is experiencing a trauma or crisis? Your current emotional set point range. This moving up the emotional scale process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 17, anger, and number 22, fear or grief or depression or despair or powerlessness. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. So, the contrast of your life experiences helped you identify your preferences and desires. And whether you speak them out loud or not, Source has heard each of your preferences and desires, no matter how large or small they may seem, and has answered them. And the manager, called the Law of Attraction, has lined up circumstances, events, other people, and all manner of things to assist in the fulfillment of your desires. In other words, you have asked, and it is given, but now you must let it in. Remember, there is no non-physical source of darkness, sickness, confusion, or evil. There is only the stream of well-being, and it is flowing toward you at all times. And unless you're offering resistance of some kind, you are the full receiver of it. And your emotions help you understand to what extent you are allowing or resisting the stream. In other words, the better you feel, the less you are resisting. The worse you feel, the more you are resisting. The process of moving up the emotional scale will assist you, no matter where you stand, no matter what you're creating, and no matter how you feel, to lower your state of resistance and therefore improve your state of allowing. And every feeling of relief will be an indication of your release of resistance. We want to help you understand that deliberate creation is really about deliberately achieving an emotional state. For example, when you do not have enough money, you want more. But we want you to understand that the distance you'll be traveling is not the distance between not enough money to enough money, but instead is the distance between a feeling of insecurity to a feeling of security. Once you practice the thought that makes you consistently feel more secure, the money must follow. When you're sick, you want to be well. But the distance you're traveling is not from sickness to wellness, but from fear to confidence. Once you practice the thoughts that make you feel more confident, the physical improvement must follow. When you have no mate and want to find one, the distance you are really traveling is from the feeling of being lonely to the feeling of excitement or satisfaction. Once you practice the thoughts that make you feel excitement or anticipation, the perfect mate must follow. You may say, "I want a new car." But what the universe is hearing is, "I'm not happy with my current car. I feel embarrassed by my current car. I feel disappointed that I don't have a better car. I feel jealous that my neighbor has a much better car. I feel angry that I cannot afford a better car." You may say, "I want to be well." But what the universe is hearing is, "I'm worried about my body. I'm disappointed with myself. I'm worried about my health. I'm afraid that I'll have a bad experience like my mother had. I'm angry that I didn't take better care of myself." You may say, "I want to find another job." But what the universe is hearing is, "I'm angry because my employer doesn't see my value. I feel bored. I feel unhappy with my current salary. I'm frustrated that I can't make them understand. I'm overwhelmed with too much to do." There is nothing that you or anyone else has ever wanted that exists for any other reason than you think you will feel better in the achieving of it. Once you consciously identify your current state of emotion, it becomes easier for you to understand whether you're choosing thoughts that move you closer to your desired destination or further from your desired destination. If you will make the improved feeling or emotion be your real destination, then anything and everything that you want will quickly follow. The following is the basic list of emotions. Actually, it's the same list that was in the insert enclosed with this recording that contained the 22 categories of the emotional guidance scale. It begins with those that hold the least resistance, and then it goes all the way down to those that hold the greatest resistance. Whenever emotions have very similar vibrations, we've indicated them on the same line. These emotions range from the extremes of strongly allowing of your source energy to strongly disallowing of your source energy, and they're indicated by the words of empowerment or joy on one end of the scale, all the way down to depression or powerlessness on the other end. The words or titles that have been given to these emotions are not absolutely accurate because different people feel different about emotions, even when they're using similar words. However, the universe is not responding to your words. It's responding to your vibrational offering that is accurately and always accompanied by your emotions. So, finding the perfect word to describe the way you feel is not essential to this process, but feeling the emotion is important, and finding ways to improve the feeling is even more important. In other words, this game is strictly about discovering thoughts that give you feelings of relief. A scale of your emotions would look something like this. Number one, joy, knowledge, empowerment, or freedom, love, and appreciation. Number two, passion. Number three, enthusiasm or eagerness or happiness. Number four, positive expectation or belief. Number five, optimism. Number six, hopefulness. Number seven, contentment. Number eight, boredom. Number nine, pessimism. Number 10, frustration, irritation, impatience. Number 11, overwhelmment. Number 12, disappointment. Number 13, doubt. Number 14, worry. Number 15, blame. Number 16, discouragement. Number 17, anger. Number 18, revenge. Number 19, hatred or rage. Number 20, jealousy. Number 21, insecurity or guilt or unworthiness. And number 22, fear or grief or depression or despair or powerlessness. Here's the way we would apply this powerful process. When you're aware that you're feeling some rather strong negative emotion, try to identify what the emotion is. Consciously think about whatever is bothering you until you can pinpoint the emotions that you're feeling. Considering the two extreme ends of this emotional scale, you could ask yourself, do I feel powerful or do I feel powerless? While you may not actually be feeling either one of these emotions precisely, you'll be able to tell which way your emotional state of being is leaning right now. So, in this example, if your answer is powerless, then shorten the range that you're considering and ask yourself, does it feel more like powerlessness or frustration? Still more like powerlessness. Then shorten the range still further. Does this feel more like powerlessness or worry? As you continue, there's no right or wrong approach to this, eventually you'll be able to state with accuracy what you are really feeling about the situation you're addressing. Once you've found your place on the emotional scale, your work is to try to find thoughts that give you a slight feeling of relief from the emotion you're feeling. A process of talking out loud or writing down your thoughts will give you the best reading of the way you're feeling. As you make statements with the deliberate intention of inducing an emotion that gives you a slight feeling of relief, you will begin to release resistance, and you'll be able to move up the vibrational scale to a place of feeling much better. Remember, an improved feeling means a releasing of resistance, and a releasing of resistance means a greater state of allowing what you really want. So, using the emotional scale, and beginning with where you are, look at the emotion that's just about where you believe you are, and try to fashion some words that lead you more into a slightly less resistant emotional state of being. For example, a woman found herself in a state of tremendous resistance and pain because of the death of her father. Even though he had been seriously ill and his death was expected, when it happened, she found herself in the deepest depression. She felt powerless and grief-stricken in response to her focus upon the uncontrollable death of her father. During the days before her father's death, this woman had barely left his side, but he slipped into unconsciousness during one of the rare times when she was not with him, and he did not awaken again before he died. As she thought about not being there to have just one last conversation, tremendous thoughts of guilt washed through her. And while she did not consciously recognize the slight improvement in the way the guilt felt, it was a very important vibrational transition for her. And then her thoughts turned to powerful anger. She focused upon the woman who had been with her father when he had slipped into unconsciousness. And she felt rage that this woman had given her father such a strong dose of medication for the purpose of making him more comfortable. And then she blamed the woman for having deprived her of her last conversation with her father. She did not realize it at the time, but the feelings of guilt, rage, anger, and blame were each definite improvements over her grief-stricken vibrational state of resistance. She did feel better in her blame, much better in fact. At least she could breathe, and now she was able to sleep. Of course, it's always better when you achieve the improved state of emotion deliberately. But even, as in this case, when the improved emotions were discovered naturally and unconsciously, each improvement now gives you access to something even more improved. Once you find the relief that anger and blame can offer from those suffocating emotions of powerlessness and grief, you can move even more quickly up the vibrational scale. And while it may even take a day or two to move up even one vibrational level, from, say, 22 grief to 21 guilt to number 18 revenge or 17 anger on up to 15 blame, you can reclaim your connection to your source and to your feeling of empowerment in a much shorter time than almost anyone realizes. Here's an example of conscious statements that this woman could have offered to improve the way she felt. I did everything I could think of doing to help my father, but it wasn't enough. Grief. I miss him so much. I can't stand him being gone. Grief. How will I be able to soothe my mother? Despair. Every morning when I awaken, the first awareness that I have is that Daddy is gone. Grief. I shouldn't have gone home to shower. Guilt. I should have stayed right there so I could have told him goodbye. Guilt. I should have realized how close he was to going. Guilt. I was there day and night, day and night, day and night, and I still didn't get to say goodbye. Rage. The woman who was with him knew very well what was happening. Rage. How would she like it if the shoe was on the other foot and I put her father in a coma? Revenge. She's seen many people die, and she should have warned me that it was close. Anger. I think she knew and didn't want me to be there. Anger. She gave him more medication than he needed, just to make it easier for her. Blame. I wish I could have said goodbye. Disappointment. There are too many details to attend to, and I don't really feel like doing anything. Overwhelmment. I've been neglecting so many things in my life, I need to regroup and get organized. Overwhelmment. The healthcare professionals are insensitive to the families of sick and dying people. Frustration. They're more concerned about picking up the oxygen tanks than they are about how I feel. Irritation. It'll be good to spend more time with my own family. Hopefulness. It'll feel good to get back into the swing of things at work. Positive expectation. I know that in time I'll get to feeling better. Positive expectation. I don't know if I'll ever feel the way I felt before, but I know I will feel better in time. Positive expectation. There are so many things to do and so many things that I want to do. Positive expectation. I'm so looking forward to smiling and meaning it and laughing and really feeling it. Positive expectation. I appreciate my husband so much. He's been helpful in so many ways. Appreciation. I do appreciate all those people who cared for my father and mother. Appreciation. I appreciate my sisters. We all love our parents and we love each other. Appreciation and love. All things considered, we've lived and are living really wonderful lives. Appreciation and love. Death is a part of life. Knowledge. Since we are really eternal beings, there's really no such thing as death. Knowledge. Daddy is not gone because there is no such thing as death. Knowledge. He's in a place where sadness doesn't exist. Knowledge. That is truly a wonderful place to be. Joy. I love knowing that he's in a place of utter joy and understanding. Joy. I so adore this glorious earth experience. Joy. I love knowing how this all fits together. Joy. I loved having this wonderful man as my father. Joy. This has all been good. Joy. This is all good. Joy. Remember, you do not have access to emotions that are far from where you're currently vibrating. Although you may spend an entire day beating the drum of the emotion where you are, on the next day, try to establish a different set point, even if it's only a slight improvement. If the negative emotion you're feeling is slight, you'll quickly move up the emotional scale. If the negative emotion you're feeling has begun only recently, you will quickly move up the emotional scale. If you're experiencing something extremely serious, or it is something that you've been living with for many years, it's conceivable that you could spend 22 days moving up this emotional scale, each day deliberately choosing the improved emotion just above the one you're currently feeling. But 22 days from powerless to empowerment is not a long time at all when you compare it to people you know who've been in a state of grief, insecurity, or powerlessness for many years. Now that you understand that your goal is to reach a better feeling emotion, it is our expectation that this process will free you from troubling negative emotions that you have been experiencing for years. And as you gently and gradually release the resistance you have unknowingly gathered, you will begin to experience improvements in your life experiences, in all troubling areas of your life.